And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, earlier this month in Mecca, the city that Islam calls its holiest, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan together signed a mutual defense treaty. An attack on one now is an attack on all three. It's officially aimed at Iran, but Israeli analysts who've read Turkey's own government documents say that the ambition is much bigger than that. Turkey ran the Ottoman Empire, which held Jerusalem for 400 years, and those same analysts say Turkey's president now talks about Jerusalem like it belongs to him. President Trump called the treaty a bold first step toward a Middle East that can defend itself, and maybe that's true, but also the man at the center of it has compared Israel's prime minister to Hitler. Michigan is having a version of that argument at home. A conservative outlet called Rightline put out a video recently showing a highway sign that reads, "Welcome to New Michigan, Sharia compliant." Yeah, it's aimed at Michigan's Democratic Senate nominee who won his primary 2 weeks ago and would be the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Senate. The video's proof is a 2022 speech that he gave to a Muslim civil rights group in Oklahoma. But fact checkers who watched the whole thing say he was criticizing the state's ban on Islamic law, not asking for it here. You know, there's a better fact that could have been used here, and it's in the guy's own words, because in 2009, he told the New York Times that he felt religiously obligated to take out a mortgage that complied with Islamic law. So Michigan decides in November whether a man who says he's bound by Islamic law should help write American law. Texas got a concrete version of the same fight last week. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport was weighing a plan to put foot washing basins in two restrooms of its international terminal, low sinks, for the ritual washing Muslims perform before prayer. Governor Greg Abbott called that illegal. The airport is government property, and government property can't be built for one religion alone. He referred it and Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport to federal investigators, but by Friday, the airport dropped the plan, saying the benefits wouldn't justify the cost. In South Palm Beach, Florida, a 25-year-old Wall Street analyst spent this spring typing plans to kill his ex-girlfriend, not to a friend, but to ChatGPT, the AI. He described following her, waiting outside her gym, and shooting her. OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, handed the FBI about 2 months worth of this man's messages. Deputies arrested him in May. He pleaded guilty last week to aggravated stalking and written threats to kill, charges that carry up to 25 years. But what he got was 8 years of probation because the judge withheld a formal conviction, which also withholds any felony record. So the software took him at his word, but the courtroom, it decided not to. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Higgs, and until tomorrow, go serve your king.